بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, today's question is again about the day of Arba'een, Arba'een procession and Arba'een walk. What was the first occasion that the Ahlul Bayt, and when was, is better to say, when was the first occasion that the Ahlul Bayt get to the city of Karbala after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? In better words, was the first Arba'een held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam by the Ahlul Bayt themselves or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know that after the tragedy of Karbala on Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, 61 after Hijra, the family members of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, women, children, and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam were taken as captives to the city of Kufa and then from Kufa to Damascus. And according to some historical accounts and reports, the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam came back to the city of Karbala to visit the martyrs of the city of the tragedy of Karbala. Now the question is that, and it according to these reports, it happened on Arba'een. Now, first of all, did it happen or not? I mean, the visit of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, to the land of Karbala, did it happen or not? And second of all, was it on Arba'een, 61 after Hijrah, I mean, 40 days after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or it was another Arba'een, like in the year 62, for example, mm-hmm. 1 year later? There are three main viewpoints here. The first viewpoint, which is the famous one, is that the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, 40 days after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I mean in 61 after Hijra, coming back from Damascus, they went to the land of Karbala to visit the graves of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions, all those people who were martyred. And it was on the same occasion that they met Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. We know that according to some reports, this great companion of the Prophet and our Imams, alayhi salam, he also visited the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Arba'een. So all of them, they visited the land of Karbala on the 40th day after the day of Ashura, that is the 20th of the month of Safar, 61 after Hijra. This is the famous viewpoint. Some scholars, even they have written books to prove that it happened on the first Arba'een, that is in 61 after Hijra. Sayyid Ibn Tawus, the great Shia scholar, is also one of the supporters of this idea. He says that when the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were coming back from Syria and they reached to the country of Iraq, they asked the leader of the caravan to take them to Karbala. And when they reached Karbala, they saw Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari and a number of other people from Banu Hashim who have come to visit the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So they met and then they mourned for Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the land of Karbala.
So they were first taken from Karbala to Shamat,
to Kufa, from Kufa to Damascus, coming back from Damascus to Medina.
They wanted to get back to Medina now.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's right. Went to the land of Karbala.
Okay, that's right.
And Ibn Namah Hilli, another Shia scholar, is also supporting this idea.
Mm-hmm.
There is another viewpoint which believes that, of course, there have a few scholars who believe in that. They say that visiting the land of Karbala didn't happen at all.
Mm-hmm.
So this story cannot be relied on. And they also refer to some evidence. For example, they refer to the fact that, the number of the days that they stayed in the city of Damascus, and it doesn't leave any time for them to come back to the city of Karbala, to the land of Karbala. At least they're trying to say that it's not possible for them to have been able to be in Karbala only 40 days after the tragedy of Karbala. So these people, because of the fact that they say that it's not possible
mm-hmm.
for it to have happened in 61 after Hijrah, it has not happened at all.
Okay.
And the third viewpoint is that, no, it happened on Arba'in, but not on Arba'in of the year 61 after Hijrah. Mm-hmm. It happened on Arba'in of 62 or another year, because they also believe that it's not possible for Ahlul Bayt to be present in the land of Karbala in 61 after Hijrah. But the narrations tell us about the occurrence of this event, so it must be in the year 62 after Hijrah.
But according to some historical accounts, even before Arba'in, Imam al-Sajjad, by the miracle of Allah, got to the city of Karbala, mm-hmm. isn't it? And buried the martyrs over there, because recognizing the martyrs was difficult. So Imam al-Sajjad did so by travel. Is it true?
Yeah, this is another story. When it comes to burying Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and especially joining the body to the heads of the martyrs of Karbala, we know that a group of people from Banu Asad, they also came to the same land to bury them. Now, according to some narrations, some scholars believe that an infallible imam can only be buried by the next infallible imam. So according to these narrations, Banu Asad, first of all, were not able to recognize the bodies, and second of all, they were not able to bury Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, because he should have been buried only by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So here, what happened exactly, a famous idea among Shia scholars is that it is a kind of miracle by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, based on the concept of what we call the Tayyul Ard. So he was present in the land of Karbala, and he was the one who instructed Banu Asad and joined the bodies to the heads, and he buried Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. But now we're talking about the caravan, about the family of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and all the children and women coming back from Damascus. Now, so it's a matter of discussion among the Shia scholars. As I mentioned, there are three viewpoints. But the famous idea is that they came back to the land of Karbala in 61 after Hijrah. So there are a couple of points which support this idea. I just mentioned these points, and then the discussion is open. The listeners can search more in this regard. Some people think that it was for the first time Sayyidina Tawus who has claimed that it happened in 61 after Hijrah. But when we search the historical sources, we see that no, before him, other Muslim scholars have referred to the same event. For example, the great Muslim scholar Abu Rehan Biruni, who passed away in 440, in Al-Athar al-Baqiyah, he says that on the 20th of month of Safar, after the Ahlul Bayt came out of the city of Sham, Damascus, the heads of the martyrs were taken to Karbala and were buried next to the bodies. And these heads were taken by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam to Karbala. So this is Abu Rehan Biruni saying that Imam Sajjad came to the city of, to the land of Karbala in 61 after Hijrah.
That's right.
Imaduddin al-Tabari, who passed away in the 6th century after Hijrah, he also refers to the Ziyara of Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari and also Hatiya. And when Jabir and Hatiya were visiting Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they saw a caravan approaching them, and then they realized that they were Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and his family members. Also Ibn Namahili in Muthir al-Ahzan refer to the same point. So all these scholars agree that it happened in 61 after Hijrah.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah. We
worship Allah and no one but Allah. The next point is that, as I explained about how Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was buried, there is another viewpoint of some scholars that, based on some historical reports, the heads of the martyrs of Karbala, especially the head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, were taken by Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt from Damascus to Karbala.
Yes.
There are a couple of, historical accounts in this regard. For example, Sheikh al-Saduq, who passed away in 381, he says that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt, accompanied by the heads of the martyrs, they came out of the city of Damascus and went back to Karbala and buried the heads. And also Fattal Nishaburi, he says, Kharaja Ali ibn Hussein alayhi salam bin Niswa, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam came out of Damascus together with the women, وَرَدَّ رَأْسَ الْحُسَيْنِ إِلَى كَرْبَلَى إِلَى كَرْبَلَى, and took the head of the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to Karbala. Also, it's been mentioned by Ibn Shahrashub,
yes,
who passed away in 588, and some other scholars. And one of the very important issue about this question is that those people who believe that it cannot happen in 61 after Hijrah, they say that it took the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam some days to go from Karbala to Kufa and then from Kufa to Damascus, and then they stayed in Damascus for some days. Mm-hmm. So it's not possible for them to be in Karbala again within 40 days. There are some answers to this claim as well. First of all, some people have claimed that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam stayed in Damascus for 1 month, for 30 days. But some researchers believe that no, this claim is not true. It's not based on authentic narrations. And it was only a few days, like, for example, 3 days, according to some historical reports. They stayed in the city of Damascus. And then if they have stayed for 2-3 days, it is possible for them to be present in Karbala again. For example, imagine they entered Syria in the first of Safar, and they stayed there for, like, 7 days, for example.
That's right.
They are able to come back to the city of Karbala within 12 days, for example. Mm-hmm. Because we have other historical events which tell us that, for example, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam went from Medina to Karbala within 5 days.
Yes.
Which is about 470 kilometers. And between Damascus to Karbala is about 600 kilometers, so it can be gone through, 10 days or 12 days, and some similar events. So as I mentioned, the supporters of this, the first viewpoint, are the majority, and they believe that the Ahlul Bayt went back to Karbala in Arba'in, 61 after Hijrah, and they have answered all these objections mentioned by the supporters of other viewpoints.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the commemoration of the day of Arba'in by the Ahlul Bayt, whether it was true or not. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam, PhD, and all the episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.
لعلي وحسين وحسان. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, لعلي وحسين وحسان, لعلي وحسين وحسان. كل من كان محبا لهم, كل من كان محبا لهم, يدخل الجنة من غير حزن, يدخل الجنة من غير حزن. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن, لعلي وحسين